Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Q3 2014 JinkoSolar Holdings Co., Ltd. Earnings Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, 20th of November 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Sebastian Liu. Please go ahead, Ms. Liu.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for JinkoSolar's third quarter 2014 earnings conference call. The company's results were released earlier today and available on the company's IR website at www.jinkosolar.com, as well as on the newswire services. We have also provided supplemental presentation for today's earnings call, which can also be found on the IR's website. On the call today from JinkoSolar, Mr. Chen Kangping, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Arturo Herrero, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Cao Haiyun, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Chen will discuss JinkoSolar's business, operations, and company highlights, followed by Mr. Herrero, who will talk about the company's business strategies, and then Mr. Cao, who will go through the financials and guidance. They will all be available to answer your questions during the Q&A sessions that follows. Please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made under the Safe Harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, our future result may be materially different from the views expressed today. Further information regarding this and other risks is included in JinkoSolar's public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. JinkoSolar does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements except as required under applicable law. Please be noted that to supplement its consolidated financial results, presented in accordance with the United States Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or GAAP, JinkoSolar uses certain non-GAAP financial measures. The company believes that the use of non-GAAP information is useful for analysts and investors to evaluate JinkoSolar's current and future performances based on a more meaningful comparison of net income and diluted net income per ADS when compared with its peers and historical results from prior periods. These measures are not intended to represent or substitute as measured under GAAP. The submission of non-GAAP numbers is voluntary and should be viewed together with GAAP results. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Chen Kangping, CEO of JinkoSolar. Mr. Chen will speak in Mandarin and I will translate his comment into English. Please go ahead, Mr. Chen.
谢谢沙伯逊。各位早上晚上好，感谢大家参加电话会议。
Thank you, Sebastian. Good morning and good evening to everyone. And thank you for joining us today.
我很高兴向大家宣布，公司已连续六个季度实现盈利，营收同比去年第三季度增长 30.5%， 组件出货量创新高，达到 758.1兆瓦，其中包括 100兆瓦的自有电站项目出货。公司继续保持了强劲的增长势头，同时我们已接近完成全年的下游电站扩张目标。 并预计在全年营收和利润方面取得优异成绩。在多家金融机构的资本支持下，公司将持续扩张地理布局，并上线更多的新产品。我们对2014年全年业绩充满信心，并期待2015年再创佳绩。I'm
pleased to report our sixth consecutive quarter of profitability. Total revenues increased 13.5% from the same period last year, with module shipment reaching a record high of 758.1 megawatt, including 100 megawatt for our own downstream projects. We remain on track to deliver a highly successful year in terms of top and bottom line growth and near completion of our targeted solar power project expansion. With strong backing from financial institutions, a constantly expanding geographic presence, and a host of new products coming online in the near future, we are confident to finish the year on a strong note and look forward to a successful 2015.
公司项目开发在持续加速，巩固了金科能源在下游市场的领先位置，并且使收入来源更加多元化。除去补交增值税的影响，本季度实现发电收入 6,730 万元人民币，较上一季度增长 10.4%。 除以并网项目外，我们目前有总计488.5兆瓦，共15个在建项目。预计这些项目将在2014年底和2015年1季度初并网。
Our downstream business continue to pick up pace as we further diversify our revenue streams and reinforce our leadership position in this promising industry. Electricity revenue, excluding reversed VAT payments from the solar project, was 67.3 million RMB, representing an increase of 10.4% sequentially. We currently have 15 projects for a total of 488.5 megawatts under construction, which are expected to be connected to the grid at the end of 2014 and early Q1 2015.
公司还计划在2015年逐步增加分布式项目的比重，来优化我们的电厂资产组合。过去的几个月，随着公司资产组合以及项目储备的稳定增长，以及投资者对公司下游资产兴趣的日趋浓厚，管理层在持续评估下游业务的分拆上市计划。我们将始终以支持公司下游业务可持续发展并争取股东利益最大化为目标。
Looking forward to 2015, we plan to gradually increase the percentage of our DG project construction in order to create a more balanced project portfolio. Management continue to evaluate the spinning off and listing of our downstream business, given the increased interest we have seen from investors and our project and pipeline over the past few months. Our goals remain the same, however, to support the sustainable growth of our downstream segment and to maximize shareholders' value.
通过有效的资源整理，公司成功地保持了在中国以及新兴市场，例如南非、智利等市场的领先地位，并在中国以及日本扩大了市场份额。新兴市场已在公司出货组合中扮演着越来越重要的位置，公司将继续执行多元化地理分布战略。
By efficiently allocating our resources, we are able to maintain our market leading position in China and new emerging markets such as South Africa and Chile. We are increasing our share in the US and Japan. These new and emerging markets are increasingly forming a larger and more meaningful portion of our total shipments as we continue to execute our geographic diversification strategy.
中国仍将是公司最大的市场。得益于市场的复苏，国内出货量较上一季度增长了 81.4%。 公司持续拓展美国市场，即使存在双方带来的不确定性，公司一如既往地服务于持续增长的美国客户。另外，欧洲市场保持稳定，英国市场的需求有大幅的增长，中美在 APEC 峰会期间签署了二氧化碳减排的联合声明，这个里程碑式协议的签署是我们对两国以及全球的行业增长更加乐观。即使最近的油价暴跌对市场造成了一定的困扰，我们仍然对太阳能行业的未来充满信心。
Shipments to China, which we believe will remain the largest solar market for the rest of the year, increased 81.4% sequentially as China market continued to recover. We also continue to buildour position in the U.S. to serve our growing customer base despite tariff uncertainties. The European market remains stable, with demand from the U.K. in particular increasing significantly. With the landmark agreement between the U.S. and China to cap carbon emissions announced during the APEC summit, we are very optimistic about the growth in both countries and globally. While the market has seen some turbulence caused by the sharp decline in oil prices,We are confident about solar power's potential in the future.
随着全球 ASP 的稳定，为了满足公司客户不断增长的需求以及自由下游项目的需要，我们计划增加组件产能，包括可能增设海外工厂。海外产能的扩张将优化公司产能布局，并有利于提供更加本土化的产品和服务。我们会在下个季度公布这些计划的最终细节。
With global ASP stabilizing, we plan to further increase our module capacity, including expanding overseas facilities. The added capacity will enable us to meet growing demand from our clients, as well as our own projects, overseas production facilities, we also enhance our ability to localize products and diversify our production capacity. We will update on these plans next quarter, as details have not yet been finalized.
我们在向分布式产品转移重心的同时，也提高了高效无电势差易火花衰减的Eco加组件的产能，并计划年底前将Eco加组件产量量产功率从265瓦提升到270瓦。通过不断努力改进产品和技术，我们不但成为了业内的技术领先者，并且能够迅速响应客户的需求，提供定制化的产品。
通过不断的技术创新，公司的智能组件、轻质组件以及双波组件的良率和稳定性都获得了提高。With our focus increasingly shifting towards DG systems, we increase capacity to produce our high-efficiency PID-free Eco Plus modules. We are targeting to increase the power output in mass production to 217 watt by the end of the year for the current of 265. By constantly working to improve our products, we are not only promoting our reputation as industry's technological leader, but showing potential customers that we are able to rapidly bring modules to the market based on their specific needs. By devoting resources towards technological innovation, we also increase yield and stability of our smart modules, lightweight modules, and double glass modules.
总体上, 我对公司第六个盈利季度的业绩表示满意。展望未来，我们将看到公司在下游项目开发、地理分布均衡发展、行业领先的技术研发，以及与金融机构建立长期稳定的合作关系等方面的投入，为公司未来的进一步发展打下坚实的基础。
In summary, I'm pleased to have closed out our sixth consecutive quarter on a strong note. We eagerly look forward to seeing the investment we have made in building our downstream project portfolio, diversifying our geographic presence, developing industry-leading technology, and building long-term relationships with financial institutions. Create a stronger foundation for our future growth.
下面我向大家介绍四季度和全年的业绩指导。 2014年第四季度, 公司预计太阳能组件出货量在1030兆瓦到1120兆瓦, 其中包括730兆瓦到770兆瓦的第三方组件出货, 以及300兆瓦到350兆瓦自由电厂项目出货。 2014年全年, 公司预计太阳能组件出货量在2.9吉瓦到3.2吉瓦, 其中包括2.3吉瓦到2.5吉瓦的第三方组件出货, 全年项目开发规模在600兆瓦以上。
As for the guidance for the fourth quarter of 2014, the company estimates total solar module shipment to be in the range of 1,030 megawatts to 1,120 megawatts, which include 730 megawatts to 770 megawatts module shipment to the third parties, and 300 megawatts to 350 megawatts for its own downstream projects. For the full year 2014, the company estimates total solar module shipments in the range of 2.9 gigawatts and 3.2 gigawatts, which includes 2.3 gigawatts to 2.5 gigawatts module shipments to third parties. Total project development scale is expected to be about 600 megawatts.
阿特罗将进一步向大家介绍公司第三季度在销售和市场方面的主要成绩，以及2014年第四季度公司在主要国家与地区的战略与市场前景。
Atul Hiwewo, our Chief Strategy Officer, will now discuss our major achievements in sales and marketing for the third quarter in further detail, as well as our strategy and market outlook for the fourth quarter and regions.
谢谢.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Q3 2014 has been a good quarter for Jinko Solar as a result of the recovery of the Chinese market and solid growth in Japan and in emerging markets, where Jinko Solar has positioned itself as the top module supplier. We sold more than 380 megawatts to the Chinese market and expect to see a strong fourth quarter also. Jinko Solar has positioned itself in several key markets as a leader, thanks to its strong customer base, professional teams, and good brand recognition. Thanks to our well-defined and well implemented the strategy of localization and our success in diversifying and positioning in new markets, we have also seen good results in markets outside China. Shipments to the U.S. declined compared with Q2 because of the rush orders placed during that quarter before the implementation of anti-dumping measures on Taiwanese cells. We do, however, expect to see a recovery in Q4. Europe improved significantly from Q2, reaching over 90 megawatts compared to previous 30 megawatts in the second quarter, despite the challenges of the anti-dumping and countervailing measures. We sold over 73 megawatts in the UK, the best market in Europe this year, where demand continues to increase. We expect a strong demand from UK also in Q4. Emerging markets became another important region in terms of revenues for Jinko this year. We shipped 36.7 megawatts so far. 370 so far this year, despite difficult market conditions in terms of financing, maturity of the sector, and conditions of the grid. In emerging markets, we are executing big contracts in Chile for utility-scale projects and also completed deliveries under existing contracts for South African markets. Thanks to these large deals in both countries, Jinko is now the top solar PV module. We are reaching a market share in emerging markets of over 30% with, so far, over 300 megawatt sales. And this opens the door to many new opportunities as our brand recognition keeps increasing. In Asia-Pacific, including both Japan and Australia, we saw substantial growth this quarter and expect to see more over the next few quarters, especially in Japan. Despite challenges, it is important to remember that the PV market globally is expected to reach 100 gigawatts by 2020, with $50 billion U.S. dollars in revenues, according to SolarBuzz, substantially up from the current $30 billion U.S. dollars. We expect to see a five-year period of rapid growth beginning in 2014, with 91% of PV modules in the form of polysilicon modules, as the global industry is increasing capacity from 37 to 40 gigawatts in 2013 to 45 to 50 gigawatts in 2014. Without feed-in tariffs and other subsidies, the attractiveness of PV projects in markets where cost of electricity generated is reaching grid parity will trigger demand in new and emerging markets such as Chile, Mexico, Brazil, and countries in Africa. We expect also to keep growing in countries in Middle East in the next coming years. To implement our strategy of being a first mover in new markets, we have been investing resources in PV markets with high demand and are confident that we are moving in the right direction to maintain growth.
This is your conference consultant. It appears the speaker, Mr. Arthur Herrero, has disconnected from the call. Please continue standing by while we reconnect the speaker. You will be placed on music on hold until the speaker rejoins the call. Once again, please continue standing by while we reconnect the speaker. Okay, number.
Gracias a Dios, bueno.
Thank you for standing by. Mr. Herrero has just joined the conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption on the line. So I was saying, to implement our strategy of being a first mover in new markets, we have been investing resources in PV markets with high demand, and we are confident that we are moving in the right direction to maintain growth and increase our market share worldwide. During Q3, we announced the signing of big contracts in Chile and Panama, totaling 120 megawatts for one of the largest utility companies in Europe, which will be supplied in Q4. In China, our downstream business has become more promising. We are targeting to finish over 400 megawatts by the end of 2014 and expect a strong growth in 2015 as well. Total product shipments in Q3 were 708.2 megawatts. Consisting of 30 megawatts in wafers, around 20 megawatts in cells, and over 658 megawatts in modules. This represents an increase of over 7% from last quarter and over 36% from the same quarter in 2013. We delivered approximately 55% of total module shipments to China, 8% to Asia-Pacific regions, 14% to Europe, over 10% to North America, and over 6% to South Africa and South America, with the rest going to the other regions. ASPs are stable, thanks to Jinko Solar's improved brand recognition, higher quality, better communication, branding, and market demand recovery. Module ASP in Q3 was 60 cents US dollar per watt. We expect the ASP to increase slightly in the last quarter, Q4. We are now benefiting from our efforts over the past few years in building a strong partnership with global and local distributors, PV developers and EPC contractors across the globe that now are active outside Europe and pushing to enter into emerging markets. Jinko Solar's brand is now supported by over 70 banks that has financed all our projects around the world, and over 300 world-recognized customers, a demonstration of our high-quality modules, which results in higher ASPs and increases visibility and predictability over the coming quarters. Regarding marketing, we have been actively participating in conferences and exhibitions around the world, including Intersolar in North America, in San Francisco, CEDEC 2014. We have been also in Green Expo, Solar Tech, so entering in Brazil, in Australia exhibitions, in Chile, also in Tokyo, Japan, and in Osaka, and finally in New Delhi, India, and Mexico for the Green Expo 2014. We have been also very supportive, thanks to the also recognition in the solar industry of both Solar TV and Solar Plaza, which are excellent platforms to promote Jinko Solar as a company and expanding our brand. Jinko Solar is active at the Solar United Association, the former IPVA, and we are also actively involved in the Solar Future Today initiative that has been launched by leaders of the solar industry, including Jinko. Solar Future Today is a non-profit platform, quite new, that is promoting solar energy around the world, that is supported by advisors to government, known and influential companies, professors at Stanford University, and even famous Hollywood stars. We have been attending also conferences where we are speaking actively in USA, Brazil, South Africa, Chile, or Mexico. We keep our strategy to maintain consistent growth as we enter new markets around the world, showing the success of diversifying in the new PV markets outside Europe. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Charlie, our CFO, who will go through our financial results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arturo. Good morning and evening to everyone on the call. First, I'd like to walk you through our financial results for the third quarter of 2014, followed by fourth quarter and full year 2014 guidance. As Mr. Chen mentioned earlier, total solar product shipments in the third quarter of 2014 were 708.2 megawatts. Total revenues were $417.3 million, an increase of 5.3% sequentially and an increase of 30.5% year over year. Gross margin was 20.6% compared to 22.6% in the second quarter of 2014 and 22.3% in the third quarter of 2013. The slight decrease in our gross margin was due to a slight decline in solar module ASPs with a change of our geographical mix. In-house gross margins relating to in-house silicon wafer, solar cell, and solar module production was 23.3% in the third quarter of 2014, compared to 25.4% in the second quarter of 2014, and 21% in the third quarter of 2013. Income from operations was $39.1 million, compared to $40.6 million in the second quarter of 2014, and $39.9 million in the third quarter of 2013. Total operating expenses were $47 million, a decrease of 3.4% sequentially and an increase of 49.3% year-over-year. The year-over-year increase in operating expenses was mainly due to the increased shipping costs, warranty costs, and R&D expenses. The company's operating expenses, excluding a provision for doubtful accounts, represented 11.7% of its total revenues, down from 12.1% sequentially and up from 11.3% year-over-year. Operating margin was 9.4% compared to 10.3% in the second quarter of 2014 and 12.4% in the third quarter of last year. Net interest expense was $11.9 million, an increase of 2.1% sequentially and an increase of 29.8% year-over-year. We recorded an exchange gain of $0.2 million, primarily due to a gain in fair value of forward contracts of $12.6 million, offset by a foreign currency exchange loss of $12.4 million. We recognized a loss of $2.2 million in change in fair value of convertible senior notes and a loss from change in fair value of capped call options of $1.9 million. The company recognized an income tax benefit of approximately $25.1 million compared to a tax expense of approximately $3.4 million in the second quarter of 2014. And an income tax expense of approximately $3 million during the third quarter of 2013. Net income was $45.7 million compared to net income of $22.3 million in the second quarter of 2014 and net income of $16.9 million in the third quarter of 2013. This translates into basic earnings per ADS of $1.48 and diluted earnings per ADS of $1.32, respectively. Non-GAAP net income was $52.5 million compared to $27.9 million in the second quarter of 2014 and $32.2 million in the third quarter of 2013. This translates into non-GAAP basic and diluted earnings per ADS of $1.68 and $1.36, respectively. I'd now like to take a quick look at our balance sheet. As of September 30, 2014, the company had $340.7 million in cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash. As of September 30, 2014, total short-term borrowings, including the current portion of long-term bank borrowings, were $347.1 million. Compared to $324.7 million as of June 30, 2014. Total long-term borrowings were $152.9 million as of September 30, 2014, compared to $144 million as of June 30, 2014. As of September 30, 2014, the company's working capital was positive $165.4 million compared to positive $41.5 million as of June 30, 2014. For the fourth quarter of 2014, the company estimates total solar module shipments to be in the range of 1,030 megawatts to 1,120 megawatts, which includes 730 megawatts to 770 megawatts module shipments to third parties and 300 megawatts to 350 megawatts for its own downstream projects. Revenues will not be recognized for the modules shipped to its own downstream projects as required by U.S. GAAP. For the full year 2014, the company estimates total solar module shipments to be in the range of 2.9 gigawatts to 3.2 gigawatts. Four-year project development scale is expected to be above 600 megawatts. At this moment, we are happy to take your questions. Operator.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star key followed by the number two. Your first question comes from the line of Philip Shen of Roth Capital Partners. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks, Philip. Hello?
Right. Your next question comes from the line of Patrick Jobin of Credit Suisse. The line is open. Please go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Good morning, guys. Appreciate taking the question. First question, if I just think about margins into Q4, I think you mentioned ASPs up a little bit, but increasing the mix to the U.S. I guess how should we think about gross margins sequentially? And I have a few follow-ups. Thanks.
Hey, Patrick. We expect the gross margin in Q4 will improve compared to the third quarters. On the ASP side, we expect the ASP will go up slightly. Firstly, in China, you know, after the NEA announced the new distributed generation policies, we saw a lot of bidding and construction activities, and all the big utility companies are constructing the projects and target to connect by the end of this year. The ASP in China increased by 1 to 2 cents. Currently, the ASP is 57 cents. And in Q4, secondly, we expect very big shipments in the UK, which will help the ASP as well. We also saw the pickup demand in Japan and the United States. On the other hand, we are facing some pressures from the foreign currency movement, particularly in Euro and Japanese yen. But however, the company has entered forward contract to hedge the exposures. So all in all, we believe the ASP will go up slightly in Q4 compared to Q3. On the cost side, we have successfully reduced the long-selling cost to 36 cents in Q3. The total module cost was 46 cents in the Q3, including 10 cents silicon cost and 36 cents long-selling cost. For the polysilicon price, we believe it's going to be stabilized at $20 to $21 by the end of this year. And we target to cut another 1 cent for the long-silicon cost and reach total module cost 45 cents by the end of this year. And lastly, you know, in the third quarter, we made an adjustment for the electricity revenues around $3 million. For the Q4, we expect electricity revenues will contribute more because, in the third quarter, we connect 100 megawatts. The project was connected in September and contribute a very small amount of revenues in the third quarter. And we expect to contribute four-quarter results in the fourth quarter. So just back to your questions, we believe the gross margin will go up in Q4 compared to Q3.
That's really helpful. Thank you, Charlie. And then, so I guess two follow-ups. One is, you completed or you shipped 100 megawatts to your own downstream projects in the quarter. I think you were guiding to 150 to 170 previously. Just want to understand if something slipped from Q3 into Q4 or kind of what drove that. And then when I think bigger picture, I think you said you would convey your capacity expansion targets next quarter, but just roughly how we should be thinking about your ability to expand capacity, considering you're running at full utilization. Thanks.
Sure. For the third quarter, we shipped 100 megawatts for our downstream projects. You're right. Based on our previous guidance, it's 150 megawatts to 180 megawatts. Due to the capacity constraint, we already rescheduled the shipment around 50 megawatts from September to early October. And for the capacity expansion plan, at the end of Q3, our total capacity is 2.3 gigawatts for wafer and 1.8 gigawatts for cell and 2.8 gigawatts for solar modules. We expect to expand our capacities to 2.5 gigawatts for wafer, 2 gigawatts for cell, and 3.2 gigawatts for solar modules. Moving to 2015 capacity expansion plan, we are very optimistic for the 2015. We believe 2015 is another strong year for the solar sector. We will give the detailed guidance for the 2015 outlook in the Q4 earnings release. And for the global demand, we believe it's around 55 gigawatts, representing 20% compound annual growth rate. As Tier 1 companies, Jinko, we believe we are in the best time to continue the capacity expansion, maintain the cost leadership, and penetrate the market share. So we planned to expand our capacity by 20% to 25% in 2015, including the capacity in China and the overseas market. And we are actively looking to expand our global factory footprint, particularly in North America and Latin America. In third quarter, we opened South Africa solar module factories of 120 megawatts. And we believe the overseas factories will give Jinko more flexibilities to serve the important markets with local contents. On top of that, we believe it will help us to, tap into a global project development. Back to the project development scale, we now have downstream projects. We have 350 megawatts currently in operation. We target to connect 461 megawatts in Q4 and reach cumulative 830 megawatts by the end of this year. So our construction is on the schedule. We are very confident that we can achieve the goal.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Just really simply, just to follow up on the tax benefit, what drove the tax benefit in the quarter? Thanks, guys.
We recognize an income tax benefit of $25 million. And for Jinko, we adopt a very prudent approach to recognize the deferred tax assets. In 2011, we stopped to recognize deferred tax assets during the downturn period. And, we are the first Chinese company to return to the profitabilities from the second quarter of 2013, and we continued to demonstrate strong earning power in the past six quarters. So in the third quarter, we believe it's the right time to start to recognize the deferred tax assets. The deferred tax assets is mainly due to relevant to the accrued warranty unrealized profit for the module shipped to our downstream projects provision and for doubtful accounts. It's not a recurring item for the third quarter. And going forward, we expect our effective income tax rate is in the range of 10% to 15%.
Our next question comes from the line of Philip Shen of Roth Capital Partners. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. Philip.
Great. I don't know what happened earlier. Let's see here. In terms of ASPs, I think you guys talked about 60 cents on a blended basis in Q3. Can you share with us what the ASPs were by region in the quarter?
The third quarter, the ASP, you know, is 68 cents compared to the 63 cents in the second quarter. The slight decline of the ASP is driven by the sales mix. Particularly in the third quarter, we have significant shipment in China, and the ASP in China is typically lower than the international market. The China ASP is around 55 cents in the third quarter.
Great, and it sounds like they're 57 cents now.
Yes.
And what were the ASPs in Q3 from Japan, and how are they trending in Q4?
The Japan ASP is around 61 cents to 63 cents. But for the fourth quarter, due to the foreign currency movement, you know, the depreciations, we believe the ASP is around 59 cents to 62 cents. But again, we have entered the forward contract to hedge exposures, so we don't expect any significant impact on the net profitability for Jinko. And also, you know, our sales in Japan, around 50% is done in the U.S. dollars, which is immune to the foreign currency movement.
Great. Thanks, Charlie. One more, if I may. In terms of your U.S. business and strategy, you're on track to hitting maybe 300 to 400 megawatts of shipments in 2014. It appears that negotiations may have stalled between the U.S. and China on the trade case. If the two countries cannot reach a settlement agreement, then how many megawatts would you expect to ship into the U.S. in 2015? Would you increase in 15 relative to 14, stay the same, or perhaps see a decline?
Philip, firstly, and we are very happy to see the two governments are working closely and try to reach a settlement agreement by the end of this year. And we are still optimistic that the underwriting agreement, like the European case, is still an option for the tariff issues. And, we are the member of the CCCME, so we cannot add more comments in detail for the negotiation status. Back to our U.S. strategies, now we go back to the 2012 tariff producer module with internal wafer and cell. And our shipment to the U.S., you're right, is around 400 megawatts for the 2014. And we can, you know, manage the gross margins in the 15% to 18% because we are the cost leader in the industry. And moving to 2015, we are very optimistic because I think it's not a secret. U.S. is going to be very strong in 2015, around 7 gigawatts, due to the push demand before the ITC expiration by the end of 2016. So a lot of EPC developers are in discussion with Jinko, and they have very concrete plans to construct projects in Q2, Q3, 2015, and connect the projects in 2016. So we are very confident we can achieve, let's say, over 30% growth in the U.S. market. And this year, 400 megawatts is 100% from the utility customers. And next year, we are going to penetrate the residential market in the U.S. as well. Again, last week, we closed the 20-minute working capital loan, you know, with Wells Fargo, the world-class famous financial institutions. The working capital loan will fund our operations in the U.S., which is another vote of confidence, you know, for our U.S. markets.
So Phil, this is Sebastian. Back to your question. Even with the uncertainty of the tariff, we expect that our shipment in the U.S. will increase.
Great. Thank you both. I'll jump back in queue.
Your next question comes from the line of Frank He from Goldman Sachs. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, is about the backlog on your self-operated solar power project. So in addition to the 400 megawatts you can complete by the end of this year, what's the outstanding order the project backlog you currently have?
Okay. On top of 830 megawatts we target to reach by the end of this year, we have 1.8 gigawatts project pipelines including 1.1 gigawatts utility scale projects and 700 megawatts distributed generations. And for our downstream project business, we are taking two step diversifications. The first step is to diversify the projects in China across different regions this year. And we are also shifting our focus from the northwest region to the east and south China. And for the 813 megawatts, the total projects will be located over nine provinces. Around 40% is in the east and south China. And this year, 813 megawatts, 10% is distributed generation projects, and 90% is utility scale projects. Moving to 2015, our focus is still in China, but we are also looking to the overseas project development opportunities, including Japan, United States, Chile, Brazil, and Mexico. In China, we target 10% to 20% distributed generation projects and 80% to 90% utility scale projects, particularly including the new definition of DG, 20 megawatts built on abandoned land, fish ponds. So in China next year, our focus is in DG because we believe the DG has more economics than the utility scale projects in the north and west region in China. Firstly, you know, the total system cost for the DG is lower compared to the utility scale projects. No racks, the inventor equipment is cheaper. And secondly, you know, the local government is providing extra subsidies to develop the distributed generation projects. Thirdly, the permitting process is quicker, and also the payment for the feed-in tariff is even quicker because the DG projects does not need to for the additional approval procedure like the utility scale projects.
Okay, got it. And the second question is about the VAT reversed bookings that you mentioned in announcement. So we
yes.
should treat it as a one-off impact, right?
Yes. The value-added tax in accordance with relevant tax regulations, the feed-in tariff is not subject to the value-added tax. But however, in the third quarter, for one of the projects, when we tried to connect the feed-in tariff, the state grid required JINCO to pay the value-added tax. For the accounting perspective, for prudence reasons, we stopped to recognize revenues for the VAT portions for the feed-in tariff and made a cumulative adjustment to the prior quarters in electricity revenues for the VAT portion. I just want to highlight that the VAT portion has no very significant impact on the economics of our project returns. Taking into consideration of VAT, our Chinese projects, the IRR without leverage is in the range of 8% to 12%, and the IRR with leverage is in the range of 15% to 20%, because, you know, firstly, the VAT 50% we can get refund by the end of 2015 based on relevant regulations. Secondly, the output VAT is going to be offset by the input VAT we paid to construct projects. So we estimate for the first 5 years, there is no any cash flow impact for the VAT.
So Frank, this is Sebastian. So first, you are right. It is definitely one time for the reversed VAT. Second, like Charlie said, it has almost zero impact for the, let's say, first 5-6 years for our cash flows.
Okay, so when we look at the gross margins for the utility projects since Q4, what kind of gross margin should we project for the downstream?
It's around 60%.
50%.
Yes.
60.
Okay. 60. Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Vishal Shah of Deutsche Bank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Just a couple of questions on, first of the China market. I think you mentioned pricing in China has improved. Can you maybe talk about, you know, demand levels, volumes actually, you know, how you think about Q4 shipments, and also specifically if they can, if China can achieve the 13 gigawatt target for this year, and how you think 2015 demand shapes up in terms of megawatts?
We believe China will reach a 13 gigawatts installation target for the 2015, and for the 2014, and for the 2015, our estimation is 15 gigawatts. You know, the NEA, the National Energy Administration, in August reiterated the 13 gigawatts installation target, and in September, the NEA announced the new distributed generation policies, which expand the definition of DG and also allow the DG developers to sell 100% electricity to the state grid, which resolves the counterparty risk and certain party returns. And China is encouraging the financial institutions to provide project loans for the solar projects. We are seeing the Chinese commercial banks are working on the detailed guidelines to promote the solar projects in China. Just give you an example. Last month, China Merchant Bank issued a detailed guidelines to promote the projects. The bank target to provide aggregate 10 billion RMB in the near future for the solar projects. So we expect the DG is picking up in the fourth quarter and will surge in 2015. And also China is developing a plan to establish renewable portfolio standards for each province with minimum installation target. We expect the policy will come out in Q1 2015, and which will have very long-term positive impact to the solar markets in China. And again, you know, last week during the APEC meeting, China and United States reached an agreement to cap the carbon emission, and China is committed to increase the non-fossil fuel consumption to 20% by 2030. So, you know, the Chinese determination to promote the solar projects is very evident.
That's helpful. But if you look at the demand growth in China this year, it was very back-end loaded. Do you expect similar trends in 2015? Or are you seeing strong demand continue in Q1 as well?
This is a good question. You know, Q1 2015, where very optimistic. We expect it's a perfect mix, strong push demand from Japan and the UK, and the seasonality in China will not be obvious, you know, compared to the Q1 2014, because, you know, China is promoting the DG projects in the East and South China, and the construction in the East and South China can continue in the winter season. So we believe Q1 2015 is stronger than Q1 this year.
That's exactly consistent with what we're hearing. Can you maybe just talk about where you think you know, pricing is going to go in Q1? I mean, what kind of signs you're seeing right now in terms of your utilization rates for Q1? And are you fully booked for Q1 as well? Thank you.
We have strong visibility in Q1 2015. Over 60% capacity was booked, and for the ASP side, in terms of local currency, the ASP is stabilized in Q1 compared to Q4.
Thank you so much. And then one last question on the YieldCo, or the proposed YieldCo. Can you maybe talk about the composition of projects that you plan? Are they going to be mostly all China projects, or do you expect to also grow in other international markets through M&A? Thank you.
So this year, 100% in China, and we are diversifying the projects in China in different regions. I just said 830 megawatts is located in 9 provinces. And next year, we are looking to the overseas projects, including Japan, United States, Chile, and Brazil. Let's say 10%, okay?
Your next question comes from the line of Boris Khan from JP Morgan. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just got a few quick questions. I just want to check you on the U.S. sales in third quarter. Could you share with us the achieved, you know, gross margin, and as well, you know, and based on, you know, what anti-dumping tariff? And the second question is, I just want to know the percentage of contribution coming from the downstream solar farm, you know, business in third quarter of this year, and say on a full year basis, how much of a percentage contribution do you expect, you know, from this business? Thank you.
Okay, in terms of U.S. market, Q3 the demand is soft compared to the Q2 because you know the pre-buy activities before the tariff. After the tariff, the ASP in the U.S. increased to 73 to 74 cents. And we are seeing the pickup demand in the fourth quarter for the U.S. market. For the downstream project contributions, we estimate, you know, the total electricity revenues for the 2014 is in the range of $40 million U.S. dollars to $45 million U.S. dollars. The gross margin is around 60%.
Hey, Boris, this is Sebastian, but you cannot only look at this thing from only the revenue perspective. If you look at this, you know, the high margin business from the net profit perspective, it may count for more than 25%, up to 25% or even more as our net profit.
Okay, thank you.
It appears that we have run out of time for the question and answer session. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Sebastian Liu for any additional or closing remarks.
So on behalf of the entire Jinko Solar's management team, I want to thank you for your interest and participation on this call. If you have any further questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. Have a good day and a good evening. Thank you and goodbye.
That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may all disconnect.